Donald Trump is begging for help in the Strait of Hormuz. It's not a joke. Our objectives in this war seem to have shifted considerably. We're going to talk about this more in the next segment, but right now Israel is preparing for a full-scale invasion of Lebanon, the likes of which we haven't seen in like 25 years. This hasn't happened since Hezbollah last pushed them out. Israel wants to commit to this fully because the Israeli leadership knows that Trump's window of the window during which they can take advantage of Trump's complicity is narrowing like very rapidly. And they also know that pretty soon Trump is going to have to back off this just because like it's so untenable. It's so untenable. And he does lose interest quickly. So Israel is gunning up for as much as they can get away with. Now, it seems like our objective for winning right now in the Iran war is reopening the Strait of Hormuz, which, if you might recall, was open before we bombed Iran. The objective right now seems to be to just return to the status quo, just having caused an oil shock. There. Trump is begging for help. Many countries, especially those who are affected by Iran's attempted closure of the Hormuz Strait, will be sending warships in conjunction with the United States of America to keep the strait open and safe. So, no. Some countries, as they often do, are offering tepid symbolic help, but even that is wavering. As a matter of fact, Italy recently turned back with its warships. Italy was like, I don't know. This whole thing seems like a mess, and they backed off. I don't think Spain is going to be helping, and support for this conflict is minimal in many of these other countries. So their assumed help is, I think, a bit of a reach. Anyway, we have already destroyed 100% of Iran's military capability, but it's easy for them to send a drone or two, drop a mine, or deliver a close-range missile somewhere along or in this waterway, no matter how badly defeated they are. I guess we have different definitions of 100%. Hopefully, China, France, Japan, South Korea, the UK, and others that are affected by this artificial constraint will send ships to the area so the Hormuz Strait will no longer be a threat by a nation that has been totally decapitated. I guess we have different definitions of totally decapitated. He's begging China for help. In the meantime, the U.S. will be bombing the hell out of the shoreline and continually shooting Iranian boats and ships out of the water. I thought they were 100% destroyed. One way or another, we will soon get the Hormuz Strait open, safe, and free. This is actually insanely fucking pathetic. We start a war. Everyone sees it's the worst thought-out war, like, ever, I guess, basically. And in 3 weeks, Trump is out here posting, like, shouldn't we all be helping? Like, we have Iran handled 100%, but like, shouldn't some more people come on out and help? Like, we can't do it our own. Well, we could do it on our own, but like, we shouldn't have to, you know? Wasn't this a group project? He actually doubled down on this. That was from 5 hours ago. This is 25 minutes ago. The United States of America has beaten and completely decimated Iran, both militarily, economically, and in every other way. But the countries of the world that receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage, and we will help a lot. So now it's downgraded from, we're doing it, but you should help, to you should take care of it, and we will help. The U.S. will also coordinate with those countries so that everything goes quickly, smoothly, and well. This should have always been a team effort, and now it will be. It'll bring the world together through harmony, security, and everlasting peace. This is what happens when you make military decisions based on the assumption that we are invulnerable and can't be affected by the consequences of our actions, but then you're wrong and you have no idea how to pick up the pieces. Trump and the people around him aren't smart or competent enough to manage this conflict. A very competent leadership might have been able to do what they wanted to do here. It is possible that if our government, I don't know, like for all of his faults, Kissinger was a smart guy. If we had some 1960s, 1970s America, Cold War era foreign interventionist competence, it's possible that we could have pulled this off. But we don't, so we didn't, and now we're fucked. We have no way of reopening the Strait of Hormuz. There is literally nothing that we can do to stop Iran from being able to threaten boats there with missiles and rockets and mines. Mines are incredibly cheap. Missiles are expensive. Drones are incredibly cheap. There is nothing that we can do. Absolutely nothing. We can't. The only thing we can hope for is the compliance of Iran. The only thing we can hope for is that they will agree to stop. That's it. There's no way around this. There's no secret extra. I guess we could use nuclear weapons. That's an option. I don't know if it would work. Nuclear weapons don't actually have that big of a fallout range, you know? I mean, it's huge, but Iran is a huge country, bigger than Texas. You would need to actually blanket so much of the Iranian countryside to even hope to get, like, they probably have drones stored everywhere. Every random shack, every random building, a little cave in the middle of nowhere, they probably have drones absolutely everywhere. I don't even think carpet bombing the country with nuclear weapons would really, like, meaningfully prevent them from being able to threaten the strait, not to mention all the other consequences from, like, nuking the fuck out of the Iran. You know, obviously that would be like another, there would be other problems with that. But I'm just saying, like, we don't really have the ability to stop them. Stopping Iran from doing what they're doing right now would have required years and years of very intelligent planning, like having Mossad and CIA spies carefully positioned within the government so that you could do like a decapitation strike that looks like you make it look like an accident, or you like really take advantage of public sentiment. You time everything properly. You're building it up. You're like funding rebel groups, you know, Cold War stuff, right? But in our initial decapitation strike, we killed off some of the viable replacements for Khamenei. We immediately killed the people who were most likely to be agreeable to the United States and Israel. Because we're fucking stupid. So, yeah. Would boots on the ground occupation of the coast even work? No, it wouldn't. Because, here, and if I can pull up the map real quick. Live UA map Iran. I know we've been visiting this a lot, but it's pretty important. The real threat isn't from whatever you could stop with boots on the ground. The real threat posed to peace within the strait are drones, right? Like, drones are the main one. Drones and mines. So in order to prevent that, you would need to occupy the coast, a massive coast, longer than the coast of California, and you would need to set up anti-air interceptor positions. Like, you would need to start positioning your anti-drone tech on this side of the Gulf rather than on this side. And the problem with that is that that makes you a sitting duck. You're an incredibly easy target. And if you want to resupply those interceptors, you now have to send boats or planes across the Gulf. So you've now opened up a much more difficult logistical line in order to resupply technology that we can't even keep supplied on this side of the Gulf. We run out of interceptors even when we're firing from well-defended bases in on this side of the Gulf. If we started moving those interceptor, like rocket trucks or whatever tech we use, you know, to this side, we would have the same ammunition problems, but extended the supply lines drastically. It would be much, much worse. We would be like 100 miles oversea from the nearest base, and we can't set up a base in Iran. We can't set up a base on the side of the Gulf. That's not possible. So no, it does seem unwinnable. It kind of seems like Iran can just fuck us for as long as they want. But Vosh, how long can Iran hold given us and Israel are also bombing them? Indefinitely. There is nothing we can do. As was pointed out recently in a testimony given to Congress, it has been known for a century that strategic bombing does not do anything. It does not work. It didn't work on England. It didn't really work on Germany. The most that you can do with widespread bombing is take out production facilities and like railroads, trade paths, ports, that kind of stuff. You can take out specific targets, but widespread strategic bombing intended to terrify and intimidate civilians, it does not work. By and large, all you're doing is guaranteeing the Iranian people hate you for the rest of their lives. Yeah, it didn't work in Ukraine either. Exactly. It didn't work in Ukraine. Like, Ukraine has been subject to years and years of strategic bombing from Russia, artillery shells and drones just killing people indiscriminately, and Ukraine's not giving up. Anyway, I guess my point is, it doesn't really seem like there's anything that we can do here. And Trump is, we're all in agreement here that this looks like begging for help, right? We all understand that's what this looks like. It literally, within 5 hours, it shifted from, we will benefit from your help, to we will help you, but it's your responsibility to keep the Hormuz Strait open. Nobody's biting this. Nobody is going to say, yes, we'll sacrifice our warships, which we have much fewer of than the United States, to the mines and drones in the Gulf. Does this mean the world status quo will just continue forever then? Well, the status quo for the past 30 years has been uncontested U.S. hegemony, and now that seems to be ending. We have proven that we're a paper tiger. We don't have the productive capabilities to do the like world police shit that we used to. We've burned it all away. It's gone. We gutted the country. We over-financialized. So if anything, no, the status quo is dying. If by the status quo, what you mean is like Iran can just hold the strait, yes. it seems like Iran can hold the strait. I do not know if there is anything that can stop this from happening outside of Iran choosing to stop. And it's worth pointing out, by the way, that considering the fact that Israel is determined to invade Lebanon, I don't think Iran is going to stop. Like, the main problem that Iran has is the fact that Israel is there. So if Israel's intent on invading Lebanon, I have no idea what, like, incentive, like, it seems like they have no reason to stop then. Iran will probably choose to stop at some point to pursue nuclear weapons. They can do both. Also, like, the best way for Iran to get nuclear weapons would be for them to not stop. The more they cripple the global economy, the easier it'll be for them to develop in peace. And they should get nuclear weapons, of course. That would have probably prevented all this from happening. Iran's also trying to undermine the USD. Yes, I saw this. Iran is considering that it will allow ships through, but only if they are trading in yuan. This is a very brief summary, but the gist of the petrodollar is that the United States half bullied, half worked in tandem with OPEC to make them trade oil in the US dollar. Since every country on earth needs oil, now to buy that oil, they need dollars to buy it with. And if they need dollars to buy it with, that means they need to invest in US currency. They need to keep big reserves of it, otherwise they can't buy the oil. So by insisting that the oil be sold in petrodollars or US dollars, we guarantee a global investment in our currency. It reinforces our status as the global reserve currency. It's a tool of US imperial control. And Iran insisting that it instead be traded in yuan, I mean, you can guess what that would do, right? That would do the exact opposite. Now you have countries and companies thinking, maybe we should keep a big supply of yuan now that we need it to buy oil. And also, it seems like yuan is on the up and USD is on the down. This would be a huge blow to American soft power. In my opinion, if this goes through and this gets, like, consistently applied, it would be the biggest blow to American power since the end of the Cold War. Maybe since, man, I don't know. It would be enormous. It would be more significant than our withdrawal from Afghanistan. Yeah, no, I mean, it would be very bad, very bad. America's blown so much soft power over Israel. Yep, it's a suicide pact. We have committed imperial suicide over Israel. We've given away everything for their sake. Why? Because our country is not ruled by people loyal to America, but rather loyal to, for most of them, a fanatical Christian doomsday cult. And they're more than willing to trade away America, the country, and the people in that country, if it means getting their rapture. So, you know. Also, capital is completely formless and nationless these days, especially since the end of the Cold War. If you are ultra-wealthy, you can live anywhere and do anything, so why be loyal to America? American industry used to rely on the strength of America. American capitalists, bad as they were 150 years ago, did at least want America to be strong. What was the point of being an industrialist in a country that was weak and poor? There was less money moving around for you to take advantage of. But now it doesn't matter. The speculative market is global. You can be an American industrialist and not give a shit about the future of America. You make just as much money from global... You're just as capable of benefiting from the global market. You can move from country to country. It doesn't matter. Formless. Capital is formless and international for the same reason that conservatism is. An international movement. Totally disconnected from its roots. If Israel takes large amounts of Lebanon, can they even hold it long term? No, they failed before. But they'll try. And they'll probably kill a lot of people trying. This move is a bit iffy for China, no? They've kept their currency artificially low for so long and are only slowly raising it now. I wonder if China might see what America is doing right now, parentheses committing suicide, and see this as a sign that it's time to build up their currency. China has relied for a long time on the low value of its currency so that it can be the global factory, right? It can rely on exports. What do you think might happen to the American economy if at the same time we had an economic crash, AI bubble pops, fuel prices rise, and Chinese currency increases in value, therefore increasing the cost of everything we import from there? It might be the right time for them to, tighten the screws a little bit. If all of those things happen at once, it would be unbelievably disastrous for us. But I don't know if that's their strategy. They might not be willing to do that right now. They would be sacrificing a lot for potentially skewering us. What's disastrous for us is good for the world, right? Not really. America only acts the way it does because the world is organized in such a way as to allow one group to be the America. Another country could be the America. There's nothing really innate about America or about Israel that makes them what they are. Any country could be it. I guess it's just like, I don't know. Beating the Nazis didn't destroy fascism as a concept, but we did have to beat the Nazis, didn't we? How are Chinese ships going to get past if the Strait is mined? Iranian ships have already been escorting ships through. It's possible that you mine things, but you mine them in a way that a guide can take you through safely. It's also possible that Iran has some control over the placement of the mines after they've been placed. Like, you can leave a minefield open, but then close it. I think I read about that. Like, there are drone boats, for example, that are basically like torpedoes, autonomous torpedoes, and you can turn mines off. Not all mines, but some mines. So maybe they want to have the like essentially the kill switch on the strait, which is, I mean, that'd be a pretty game over, wouldn't it? Have it respond to some transponders so that you're fine, but others, like, that's not radio control. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you could potentially do. Turns out the world's complicated and we're not in charge. Yeah. So yeah, Trump's begging for help. All right. Let me send that over to the editors and then we'll continue. Global South should rise. I don't think that's going to be the outcome from here, unfortunately.